Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronim Rosh Shichli, a schus Chayach HaMefeir Bas Michal Bas Bas B'Soch Shachol Yisrael. And we're going to be continuing our amazing series in the Torah of the great Vayin Tzadik, the Kodesh Klav HaRav, Rabbi Tzvi Frommer, Simon Yud, and Sefer Eretz Tzvi, and the Sefer Kesis Sefer, Simon Chaval, Sivkot Gimel, the Sefer on Stam. It brings a machlokes haposkin about Tfilin Shel Rosh. Tfilin Shel Rosh have to be four batim, four different compartments from one piece of leather, Me'or Echad. Is it okay? Mechubar Ma'idei Devek, if you're mechaber the batim with glue, you write in the name of the Chasim Sefer that the batim have to be separate. Have to be separate batim. In other words, you have to have one piece of leather with separate batim. But if they're davuk, bidevek, if they're glued together, then the manashach they're patzel. Because if the devek makes them into one, then they're not considered arba batim. Because the devek connects them together. And if it doesn't make them into one, then it's considered like Arba Oros. It's considered like four different pieces of leather. It has to be Or Echad. So Mamanashach, if the Devik makes them one, then they're not four batim. Not four separate batim. The batim have to be prudos, and they're not considered prudos. They're not considered separate. And if it doesn't make them one, then you have four different auras. It's also patzel. It has to be or echad. So the chasm surfaces and man of shach, it's patzel. It says Marina of Rabbeinu Zitzal, V'yan yadati shiruba d'ruba min ha'mon, yesh lam tefillin ka'ilu. So many people have such tefillin. So I want to be miyashiv min hagam. That we find a similar idea by tzitzis. It says, tzitzis kesher elyon d'arai, to the top kesher of the tzitzis, meaning the one furthest away from the baguette, is d'araisa. Yine d'tzara chibur al pitor, the kesher osa chibur al pitor, you need a chibur, and the kesher, the knot, makes a connection. And still you need four chutim. So imanafshah. If the kesher, if this knot makes them one, makes a chibur, so it's one chut, and they're not arba chutim. So how does it work that they're both arba chutim and that you need a knot? If there's a knot, then there's not arba chutim. If it's arba chutim, then there's not a knot. Because the arba chutim makes it into one chut. So therefore, Nerelani is daiti, says, Marina Rabbeinu al Pidotosis in Sukkah. Taf Yud Ches, Dein Lavud Lahachmir, that Lavud is only Lakula. Not Lachumra. And in Chedush HaRash Ben Erben, to Zayin Amid Beis, this is according to this opinion, we say Tarti the Sasri. Umo love it atzma lahakab lalahachmi. So in other words, if you have love it in the same case, that if you say love it, chumra is going to come out and a kula is going to come out, you only take the kula, not the chumra. So here also by tzitzis, you take the kula that is considered a kesher, and you take the chumra, but you don't take the chumra that it's considered one chut. So the kesher is lahaka v'lola hachmi. And here also we can say by the tefillin that the devik is lahakel, to make it into one orb, and not lahachmir, to make it into one bais. After v'mashkasel avni nezer orachayim simen yud sof sif koton yud the kesher tzitzis v'lachaber atzitzim atas v'lachaber atzim atzitzis. So avni nezer says there that the kesher of the tzitzis is to be mechaber the tzitzis to the talis, and not to be mechaber the etzem tzitzis. And there he talks about having a fifth chut, but if it's not lechaber etzem tzitzis, not a problem. Ayin sham and the avni nezer. So it's good that we should learn more avni nezer together. Akol panim. So he says that the kesher of tzitzis is to be mechaber the tzitzis to the talis and not the tzitzis to each other. And agav, we can learn from here a din that if you stick in two chutei tzitzis and you tie them together, and then the other another two and you tie them together, it's fine because the even though the four chutim aren't mechaber together, they don't have to be as long as they're mechaber to the beged. It's a chiddush din. Nevertheless, this Avnei Nezer is difficult. Sof, a kesher is a chibur bein lachutim atzmon. The kesher makes a chibur both between the chutim themselves and the chutim in the beged. So how do you have your cake and eat it too? That you want it to be a kesher between the chutim and the beged and not the chutim themselves. So the answer is tied to the sasri. We say it's a kesher between the chutim and the strings in the beged and fringes in the beged. It's not a kesher between the fringes themselves. Whatever we need it for, it's used, but not for not. And here also we're going to say the same words. That the Devik makes it into one or, but the Devik doesn't make it into one bais. There's still four batim, they still consider prudos, but it's one or. That's one limud schus for the oilam. Another limud schus. It's what it says in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin. Amar the Rav Elahanu the Gadli Hashana, those who tie together the Arba Minim, when you do it, leave room for the hand to hold on to it, where there's no eget, where there's no knot. In order that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Rashi says that this opinion holds that lulav doesn't require eget. So if lulav doesn't require eget, you have to leave a hand where there's room where there's no eget. This way it won't be a chatzitza. Saying tzarech eged, so the eged is a chatzitza. Now, lechora, even according to the mandamer tzarech eged, you can also make the eged higher than where the hand is holding. Shairi beveis yad, it's not only according to the opinion of lulav ein tzarech eged, according to the mandamer lulav tzarech eged, lechora also. You can make the knot higher up where his hand is not holding. But the truth is that since Eged Osa Chibur, Eged ties the Arba Minim together, it's as if it's not only knotted where it's actually knotted, but it's virtually knotted the entire way up. It's Kilu Kula Me'ugad. If you hold that Lulav Tzarech Eged, so then, wherever it has an eged, it's obviously there's a knot there, but it's also considered that it's knotted the entire way through. It's considered that it's mechubur from top to bottom, and it's enough a chibur in one place because it's considered mechubur from top to bottom. So, if in theory you could be tied from top to bottom, then it's enough, it's sufficient to tie it in one place. But according to Rabba, who considers it a chatzitza, and you have to mishar beis yad, and you can't be tie the whole thing from top to bottom. So when you tie part of it, that's not considered as if you tied it top to bottom. And therefore it's you have to be Mishar Makom LeBeis Yad, but it's not actually a knot. And that can be done because we don't consider it as if it's tied from top to bottom, Hashem can, according to the opinion. There's Lulav Tzarech Eged. So Lulav Tzarech Eged, this is a big Kiddush, that the Eged makes a Chibur, Ki'ilu Me'ugad Me'rosh Shabbat Sefer. And therefore it's enough to do it in one place. because in Sarif Eged, the Eged is critical to this Haraminim. So when it's tied in one place, since it needs to be, the Haraminim need to be connected. Apparently, all the Haraminim need to be Meuba. So we say that when you do it in one place, so that's as if you did it in the entire Haraminim. So anywhere you would put your hand, it would be like there's an Eged in between. So there is no option of a Beis Yad, of leaving a Beis Yad. Only Lulavain Sarach Eged, there you can't, there you can't be Mechaber from top to bottom, because that would be a Chatzitza. So in Mela, where you, ever you do tie it, it's not considered as if you tie it from top to bottom. So if you leave a place for the hand, that's not going to be, wherever you're holding, it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Within the Lasag Yegad the Mikta say Chashiv Kilog Do Kula. And this Rabbeinu talks about in an earlier tshuva, in Siman. Vav. There he writes, "Achnes yeshavti v'mashakas of Rashi l'mandamr tzarech eged lo chashiv chatzitza." That the Rashi says that according to the mandamr tzarech eged, it's not considered a chatzitza. Hayinu mishum da'az ein etza. There's no other way to do it. It's v'asa b'kach. Because da'afilu yase eged l'mala me'achidus yada lo mahani. Even if you make the eged above where you're holding, you write the knot higher where you're holding, it's not going to be effective. Da'adim olag of makom mecha mishum da'apitim chashiv chibur. Not that Eged helps in one place, it's because it's considered chibur. Vavikilu haya ha'eged b'kli. And as if the knot was in a kli. The whole thing was knotted. Because that kashefshir befall she'eged b'kula. That's only if you can make the whole thing knotted. Aval im neimu d'makom chitz yad avlo mahani mishum chatzitza. But if you say that where you're holding in your hand, chatzitza doesn't help, it's not going to be effective. You can't put a knot there because it's going to be a chatzitza. Then lo even mo leged shalamala gamken. And the eged that you're making higher than your hand is also not going to be effective. So therefore this whole word they're making an eged is, in other words, that the knot that they're making higher is not going to be considered that the whole thing is tied. Because then it would be a chatzitza. Therefore, when we say that tzarech eged, so there's nowhere to put your hand, because even where there isn't a knot, it's as if the whole thing is tied, it's knotted together. It's tied together. Since it's esher befall the whole thing, so wherever you're knotting, it's considered as if the whole thing is tied. But if it's not esher befall to tie the whole thing, so therefore, only where you're knotting it, it's going to be considered a chatzitza. But the other place is not considered knotted, not considered. There's a knot there, and the rest of the arvanim, the rest of the answer, only where there's the actual knot. So leave a place for your hand, and there you could hold it. So in other words, it's only considered that the whole thing is knotted if it's efshir. If it's efshir before that, the whole thing should be tied. So then, where you tied it as if the whole thing is tied. He says the same thing about the Tfuah Shor, when you talk to the Dibur Kedibur Dami. It's only effective where you could have befall, the Vatsachas Mamish, Ayin Sham. See here also, if you could have, I didn't see the Tfuah Shor, but I'm assuming, say, talk to the Dibur Kedibur, if after she had befall, one dibur, then toch kedei dibur is also like a dibur. So here also, if efshir befal, then you could tie the whole thing. Then when you tie in one place, it's like tying the whole thing. But if it's not efshir b'fal to tie the whole thing, it's a chatzitza, and the melo, well, it's only where you tie that's considered that it's tied. It nodded. And he brings another example of African pieces to Zion. And the Fiza Philip Tfilin, Shem Prudos, Mamish, Kemi de la Mata, Mechubarim, Chashaval Pidin, Kilim Mechubarim, Legamre, Venchim, have sick bina. And Kenech Yuchru called it Film Shalosha, Bina Dalabati, like Alabai Zechot. The kashi is tefillin, even if they're pudas mamet, since lamata they're connected, we consider al pidin as if they're all mechuber. There's no hefsek. In other words, just like we say that the whole, if it's mechuber in one place, by the arba minim, so the whole thing is mechuber. So too, here it's mechuber on the bottom of the shel rosh. There it's all one unit. It's not four different sections. And the mele, the whole thing is considered as if it's mechuber. So how's any tefillin shel rosh kasher? We require four batim. And in the bottom, it's only one bais. It's only one compartment. So we have to say that kach mitzvasa, that the teva will be prudos. On a very simple, natural level, it's separate compartments. And even though al pi din it's considered mechubarim, lumbus, it's mechubarim because the bottom is mechuber, less lumbus, it doesn't bother us. In Kefahanan, so we can also say in our case that Devek, the glue, makes it a chibur al pidin. And that's enough that it should be considered or echad. But the teva, it's not echad mamish. And therefore it's considered prudas. It's considered four different compartments because the teva happens to be four different compartments. Yes, the Devek makes it one or. But it's still considered four compartments. Even though the debit combines it as one. When you have regular, when you have one or, so you make four different compartments, and that's the way it's supposed to be done. But here, using debit, here you're gluing it together. So if the gluing it together makes it as one, so that's considered one, it's not considered four. And if it's not considered one, and it's not orechet. The answer is no. As far as the orechet goes, we consider it one. Because that's al-pidin. Al-pidin is considered one. But the teva, it's a prudos. It's four separate compartments. Therefore, it's beseder. So that's the second limit zchus. U'v'hayin yonel yesh lodun v'mashukasav atat v'arachayim simen chest. So based on this, we have to look into this taz. And our chaim simen ches dim niflak hatzitza b'mokom nekev atalat alek shira pasul v'gumar ruchu b'menachas lametes amad alef meimer derav, that if a person's the tzitzis is cut b'mokom nekev atalas alek shira pasul, in other words by the knot, by the hole, if it's cut by the hole until the first knot, then that passes the tzitzis. And it's a Gemara Menachas and Daflamites Amar Aleph in the name of Rav. So the Shari Tshuva and the Shevitz, the name of Shelis Yaivitz, writes in Simon Ches that the reason it's no good is because that chut, that string, that fringe that was cut, because of that, it makes the other strings not talui bebege. When are the other strings considered connected to the beged? When this string is connected to the beged. But when this string is detached from the beged, that detaches the other strings from the beged. It's all one unit. V'yesh ladun. So on this asks Rabbeinu, the kevin, the kol ha-chutim k'shur b'beged, v'chutz ha-kashri mayim, since all the chutim are connected to the beged, and this chut is connected to all those chutim, so nimtza the chutz ha-gamken k'shur b'beged b'amsel shar chutim. So it emerges that this string, it's also connected to the beged by the means of the other strings. So they are all connected to the beged. The Because all the chutim are connected to the baggage, and this chut is connected to them. This chut is connected to the baggage. So why are we passing these tzitzis? The word is ana chutim tzluyim bebaged. No, the chutim are, and this chut is connected to them. So everything is connected together. No, but you can't say that they're considered connected to the other tzitzis, this chut, because then you only have one tzitzis. You only have one tzitza, who uses tzitzis in Lashon Yachid, but here it's one tzitza. If they're all considered connected, then it's one string. Not four, they're all tied together. But we said before, you can say Tarti Dasasri. So here also, if we view the Chibur Achutim HaBeged, we view the look at the connection of the string to the garment. It's considered a connection. But the Chutim themselves are not considered interconnected. The Chutim are considered connected to the Beged, altogether connected to the Beged, but they not considered connected to each other. But tzitzis, we said that we always say tarti desatsri, that the chutim are considered mufradim, they're considered four separate chutim, and the kesher doesn't make them one. Nevertheless, they're considered connected to the beged, so that kesher is considered a kesher. So here also, when you have that one chut that's detached, we'll say that. It's considered a chibur. They're all considered connected to the beged, but not to each other. And apparently what he's saying is that because the chutim are all considered connected to the beged, so this chut that's detached makes them that they're not considered tzluyim bebeged. And you can't say that this chut is connected to the other chutim and through them connected to the beged, because we see that all four chutim is separate. They're only connected vis-a-vis the beged, not vis-a-vis each other. In a regular case of tzitzis, when you look at the chut being mechubar to the beged, you don't have to view the chutim as being together. You could just say that the chutim are all connected to the beged. Hashem Kain, in our case, where the chut was nifsak, ze kodem be'achrech, first you have to say that the chutim are mechubar, and through that, this chut is mechubar lebeged. B'chol zman she'ein lanu chibur hachutim yachad. As long as we don't have the chutim tied together, gam chibur lebeged leka. There's also no chibur to the beged. So here, first you have to say that the chut is a chibur to the beged. At first you have to say that the chutim are all mechubar together. And only once you say chutim are mechubar together, only then the chut is a chibur la beged. If we don't have chibur chutim biyachad, there's also no chibur chutim la beged. So here we'll say that since all the chutim are connected to the beged, and this chut is connected to them, so this chut is connected to the beged, then so is shar chutim, like we said before. Because first we have to say that all the chutim are mechubar biyachad. Kodem tzrich lomar, she'achutim mechubarim. And then the chut is a chibur labeged. And as long as we don't have the chibur achutim, there's also no chibur labeged. When you talk about regular tzitzis, so you can say that all the chutim are mechubim abeged. You don't have to be done on the chibur achutim biyachad. Hashem kam benidah didan. First you have to say that the chutim are mechubar together. And through that, the chut becomes mechubar labeged. And we find a similar svara in the Yerushalmi brought in the Rashba, in Gittin, Pegim Lama Beis. Person's megarish, a woman, and he says, I'm divorcing you on condition that first you have beer with Ploni. She's not allowed to have beer with Ploni, because when Ploni comes to be bowl her, she's an Eshasi, Shrek the Rashba. Homer Amanas, Komer Meachshav Dami. So after the Be'ilah, they'll be retroactively divorced. What's the problem? It turns out that she was having divorce as a single woman. She was having be as a single woman, not as a married woman. So what the Yerushalmi means is that there the Be'ila must precede the Gerushin, because the Gerushin is totally the Be'ila. V'yif shalomish megureshes, you can only say she's megureshes only after you say she was nivela l'ploni. And therefore the Be'at of Ploni is considered to precede the Gerushin. The Hechrech is before the Gerushin. Because so the chronology is going to be she was Nevel Sliploni, and then she was Megureshes, and that's no good. So it's true that retroactively it turns out that she's Megureshes Lamafreya, but the only way to get to the Gerushin is first to have Bia with Ploni. Therefore, the Bi'at Ploni has to be considered as preceding the Gerushin. And therefore, it's no good, even though, again, I don't fully understand, because B'chotzov, she's Megureshes L'mafreya, like the Rashba asks. Rabbeinu writes, this quote is Lashon, Dahasim HaBi'ila Kodem Be'chrech L'Gerushin. The Bi'ila has to precede the Gerushin. The Reitali Gerushin Be'ila, the whole Gerushin is telling the Bi'ila, V'yashalom Mishim Megureshes Rakach HaShatom Mishim Nivela. You can only say Megureshes after you say Nivela L'Ploni. And therefore, the Be'ilah L'Ploni is considered Kodem Be'chorech L'Gerushin. So it must precede the Gerushin. Since the Be'ilah L'Ploni must precede the Gerushin, it's considered that he's having beer with an Eish Hashish, and it's no good. V'achinami d'chavasa. And so too in our case, there we're going, what's first and what's last. You can't say she's Megureshes Kodem HaBe'ila, because the only way she gets to be Megureshes is through the Be'ila. You can't say the Gerushin, you're right, it's happening retroactively. But in real time, right now, she can only get to the Gerushin through the Be'ila. Therefore, it's no good. Can't be done. Here you can't say that this chut is mechubar lebeged and the chutim are not mechubar. Neither earlier nor later. Because the whole chibur of the chut lebeged is only through the, by the means of the chibur achutim atzma. So this detached chut is only going to be considered connected to the Beged through the other chutim. So what I'm understanding is that it has to be considered attached to the Beged, because that's why the Sheilas Yavetz explains that it passes the Beged, because since this chut is nifsak, ain a chutim tzlin the Beged, the other chutim aren't considered tali the Beged. So it is considered connected to the Beged. But the only way it can be considered connected to the Beged is if it's connected to the other chutim. And the other, since it's first connected to the other chutim, and through that it's considered connected to the Beged. So what's the problem? Now it is connected. It is properly connected to the Beged because it had to be considered, it's connected to the other chutim. As we said originally, Kevin the Kuala Chutim Kshurim Bebeged, Chutzei Kashri Maim, Imsit Chutzei the Gamsen Kashri Bebeged, themselves Shah Chutim. In Mechrech, we have to say that that's the Seder. First it connects to the other Chutim, then it connects to the Beged. So what's the problem? Why are the, why does the Sheol Siyavit say, since this Chut was Nifsak, Eina Chutim Tzuyim Bebeged? The other chutim aren't considered connected to the Beged. No, this chut is also connected to the Beged because this chut connects to the other chutim. And through that it connects to the Beged. That's the only way it gets to the Beged. It can only get to the Beged through the chutim. Because it's nifsa. So since it's connected through the chutim are connected to the Beged, so it's also connected to the Beged. So why should it be puzzled? If I'm reading this correctly. If not, anybody can always feel free to correct me. It's always much better to be correct than to be incorrect. Yeah. Yesh litchos l'fi ma shekosva ha-tezit v'shabes daf tzadi yibar masla ha-moitzi da-orichlin shebesech ha-kli yesh lam yosei chibur mechibur ha-kli ha-marichlin ha-kem b'kli v'orichlin shebesech ha-yidiyos mechalkos ma shenken b'orichlin shebesech that we can be doicha and say now that we find the Tosfos in Shabbos that if somebody takes out different types of foods in a kli, they're more connected to each other than the kli with the food. And therefore, if you have two separate yediyas, first he found out that he was motzi a kli, and then he found out that he was motzi the ochlin in the kli. So that's Yedias Mechalkos, and you bring separate korbanos. But if he has separate Yedias for the Ochlin Shebesech HaKli, we don't say Yedias Mechalkos. So the foods, the different types of foods, are connected, that are in the Kli, are connected more than the foods are connected to the Kli. Therefore, you could, by the foods in the Kli, you can have two separate korbanos, whereas the different types of foods are only going to be one korban because they're more connected. So what do we see from here? It's a Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. I in Shem Dibur Maskel Amoitzi. So he made them Tzoy Amechaber Hadvarim Ein Tzorach Shiel Lo Chibur Im Hadvarim Shemeschaber Mal Yada. So we see from here that when you have a means that connects things, it doesn't have to have a chibur with the things it's connecting, because we see that the kli is the mechaber. And yet it's not connected as much as the two things that are mischaber through it, the foods. And therefore the food's only going to be one carbon, because they're considered more connected than the kli and the food, which could require two carbonas for chutzah. And kenochinami is loymar, same thing. The chut mischaber and abeged themselves shar chutin. So here you have the mechaber, the other chutin. So they're mischaber to the beged via the other chutin. But the chutim themselves are not mischaber. It comes out that it's connected to the beged through the other chutim, but the chutim themselves aren't mischaber. And the meila, because of this chut that was nifsak, the other chutim aren't considered mechubarim lebeged. Wow. So this was fascinating. What's unique about the Tshuvas of the Eretz Tzvi is that his Svaras are very, very original. That's what I always blown away. So that's exciting always to see what he's going to say, and never boring. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Torah is never boring. It's Dvar Hashem. So we should be zeichet to continue learn lomar v'lamid lishma v'lasos. The time is called Eved Zalma Torah Sadehava. And I thank you so much for listening. And it's a schus that we're learning the Torah of the great tzaddik. There it's Tzvi. And as the Sfarim say, when you learn someone's Torah, so your neshama connects to his neshama. So hopefully this will be a tremendous aliyas neshama for us right here in our world until 120. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.